Holiday Inns and bowling alleys.
Yeah. Here, I'm tired of playing at the Holiday Inn.
Don't you go changing.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, baby. A little red light song, music, appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
Don't you go changing.
All right, what we call this podcast, Steven?
This is called Flip Side. Oh, actually, no, it's not. This is called Hatton and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs, Have a Hate of Music.
What are we going to do tonight on the Have a Hate?
Flip Side.
Talking about the Flip Side. Flip Side.
Talking about the Flip Side.
Flip Side.
Talking about the Flip Side.
Flip Side.
Talking about the Flip Side.
Flip Side.
Talking about the Flip Side.
Flip Side.
Talking about the Flip Side. Is this guy a Soviet?
No. All right, why don't you go first, because I just went first.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, I hope you're ready, because guess who we're going to listen to?
Ray Conniff. Oh, hey, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis. I hope it's not a crime for me to feature the same artist two episodes in a row.
I think I've probably done that with Ray Conniff somewhere.
You might have, but you know what? Great Balls of Fire, I'm going to do it anyways.
Are you going to play Great Balls of Fire?
No.
Because it says Great Balls of Fire.
It's on there, but I'm not going to play Great Balls of Fire. This actually belongs
to... Oh, look,
to
it's a smash record. Smash-burst.
Smash-burst. This was recorded. This is for, we're gonna listen to a piece from the Golden Hits of Jerry Lee Lewis, which came out in 1963. I think the album was released in 64, but it was recorded in 1963. This record actually belonged to Bob.
Oh,
this is one of Bob's. Yeah. Bought it at that garage sale they had several years ago when they still lived on the Oklahoma Street. So he had two Jerry Lee records, and I bought them.
That's cool. I remember I got Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to listen to...
And the Captain and Tennille.
You like them, though.
Kind of.
This is actually a Charlie Rich song called I'll Make It All Up to You. And this is off of the album The Golden Hits of Jerry Lee Lewis. This was recorded at Phillips Recording Studio in Nashville, Tennessee, with Billy Sherrill as the recording engineer. I wish I had a little more information about this song. This is just a great song. This was always one of my favorites, and Jerry plays a great piano solo on here. And sometimes Jerry plays piano solos. Some of his piano soloing is almost like, to me, I just want to say, come on, Jerry, that's all you can think of. Especially when he's just banging the same thing over and over and over. But then there's other times he plays really tasteful stuff like this. That's the thing. Jerry Lee Lewis can play some serious piano when he wants to. And other times he's just banging around, it seems like. You hear that?
I think it's just turned up a little bit.
Oh, okay. But you know what? I still love
his music. You still got good ears. I must admit.
Well, thank you. Huh? I still, in spite of some of his not-so-great piano solos, I still love Jerry Lee Lewis, and wow, Bob didn't take very good care of this record.
Whoa! Have you ever played that before?
No.
You're going to hear some dirty music tonight. It's all going to be popping and scratching and popping, and might be some skipping. Hey, this on the side two?
Whoa.
Hey, it's dark in here.
When the lights go out again, all over the world.
Is this on side two?
No. This is on side A.
Well, smush-bursh.
Smush-bursh, pop the balloon. But I will say this. This particular recording is not on the iTunes.
Okay. I'm going to download it anyway.
I think before we do this, I'm going to take the little...
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's here. One of the first times we'd use that little cleaner thingy.
Yeah. These do come in pretty handy.
I got that at the Hastings.
I got mine at the Hastings, too.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get yours after mine?
Wow.
Wow. That was a dirty record.
I got it after you showed me yours. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
You never seen one of those before?
Mm-mm.
Weird.
Never had.
We always had that when I was growing up.
And it comes with a little brush, and I think the brush probably is for the stylus. Good.
Yep,
God.
You're right. It is for the stylus.
And then it comes with this bottle of fluid.
I have no clue what that is.
I don't know what to do with that.
I drank it, and it's...
Oh, what did it taste like?
Stylus.
Mmm.
Maybe it's the dip the stylus in? I don't know.
Maybe.
I can't imagine put liquid on your record, except for that one guy on YouTube, how to wash
your... Yeah, liquid soap.
Yeah, I would never do that. What note was that? It goes across there.
I'm hearing like something that's pretty close to an A flat.
Steven has superpowers, so he can listen to any tune and anything that makes noise. He can tell what note it's in. It almost sounds like a out of tune EBS.
Yeah, it does kind of. Actually. I like that.
I like that a lot.
Well, it's true, so true. I didn't do right by you. Guess I didn't know exactly what to do. Someday I'll make it all up to you. Well, it's true, so true. I didn't do right by you. Guess I didn't know exactly what to do. Someday I'll make it all up to you. When we met, I thought we'd be so happy that we would be so gay. But since we met, oh, I thought we'd be so happy. But now you've gone away. Lord, I'm blue, so blue. But baby, I don't blame you. Guess I didn't know the right things to do. Someday I'll make it all.
Was great. I love that.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
I liked it. Where did you first hear that?
Since
it's not on the iTunes.
I first heard it probably back in roughly, I'm gonna say, the early part of 1996, maybe.
No, you didn't. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's cool. On what?
It was a cassette tape called. It's kind of a. I think it was released on Polydor Records. It was pretty much this, minus a few tracks. It was called The Golden Rock Hits of Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, that's funny. Same picture art?
No, it had different cover art. But yes, that's where I first heard it at, and I always liked that one. I think the first time I ever actually... That Golden Rock Hits is what really kind of turned me on to more of his stuff, because I'd heard Great Balls of Fire and a whole lot of shaking going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And there were remakes of his old hits on there, but I really enjoyed those, and especially the ones I'd never heard, and his piano playing on several. There was three that just really knocked me out. There was make that four, technically. There was Crazy Arms.
Mm-hmm.
There was, which we featured that back in our first year.
Wow.
There was I'll Make It All Up to You,
mm-hmm.
Your Cheating Heart, and another song called Down the Line. And I just thought he played great. I was like, man, I've never heard him play that good before. That was the first time I actually heard him play and not doing just the unison 16th notes, you know, the banging stuff that he would do
on
Great Balls of Fire and such.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
So, yeah.
I like that a lot.
Charlie Rich wrote that song. Charlie Rich, he sure can sing, that son of a bitch. Tom Waits said that in one of his songs, Putnam County.
So do we just play the song and then talk about it, or just...
What do you want to do?
I forgot what you just did.
I talked about it and played it, but you don't have to do
I'm going to talk about this song, because I don't think I've talked about a song in a long time.
Talk.
All right. Are you familiar with, let's see what this says, Red River, Mexico? That's not right.
Yes, I'm going there here in a few months.
Good for you. What month is that?
We're going at the tail end of July. We'll be back about the first week of August.
Oh, so we'll be all right on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, are you familiar with the song Hitch a Ride?
Ride, ride, mm-hmm. ride, hitching a ride, yes.
Song was Richard.
Richard?
It's...
What in the hell does he have to do with it?
It's 11 p.m. on Friday night on Saturday. It was written by Mitch Murray and Peter Candelier.
Friday morning, let's see. Friday morning at 5 o'clock on a Saturday. She's leaving home.
Yeah, it was issued as a single in the UK by a band called Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair. This was always one of those pieces that I would hear a snippet of it in one of those Time Life 60s rock.
You too can have all the great hits of the 60s. Yeah. American Woman. Ride, ride, ride.
I heard my mama cry. Pray the night Chicago died. Ride, ride, ride. It always came in right after that song by, I think it was Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died.
Paper Lace, yeah. That's a weird name. Anyway, so it reached number 16 on the UK charts in February 1970, but it was a bigger hit in the United States, reaching number 5 on the Billboard 100.
Five.
And ranked number 14 in the songs. It ranked number 14 in the blah, blah, blah. It rated number 14 of the songs of the 70s.
Jason says it rated number 14, take 71.
It rated the number... tater tots. Billboard ranked the record... Billboard ranked... Why is that hard? So hard to say? Billboard ranked the record as number...
11 p.m. on a Friday
night. Now it went off the... My thumb hit it. It was... Billboard ranked the record as number 14 of the songs of the 70s. That's still not right. Close enough. That makes sense? Sure. The B-side of this was Man Child.
I can't laugh very good yet.
Have you heard Man Child by them?
No.
All
I've ever heard is this one. Right. I always kind of thought of them as a one-hit wonder.
I guess it was re-recorded by somebody named Cynthia in 1990, but we're not listening to that version.
Who are you?
Cynthia, S-I-N... TTA. But we're not listening to that version. And we're not listening to Vanity Fair's version. You know what version we're going to listen to?
What?
Not the Ray Cronin version. What? We are going to listen to QMO.
Oh, goody, 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 goody.
18 hits of 1970.
I hate Ray Cronin, but I love the sound of likes because they're
Yeah, this is definitely good. A sound like. This is a bargain Kmart TGNY album, pretty much.
Tell us about what the sound of
likes
are.
Well, Stephen would. Young Steven in the 70s said, Mom, can you get me that new Vanity Fair song if you're going to go to the store? She's like, sure, Steven, I'll go get you that album. But then she'll see, like, this album,
I was
18 golden hits of 1970s, and say, hey, this Steven likes that song, but it has all these other great songs. But they're sound alikes. They're just copies. They just, I don't know how they even got away with it back then, but they're not by the original artist, and the vinyl is cheaper. The art, no art on there. Hardly.
This was recorded through a potato.
It was recorded through a potato. Yes, yes, sir. And this is on the B side. The B side of the Golden Hits of 1970. The B side consists of Cracklin' Rose.
We played that.
Yeah, Let It Be. Julie, Do You Love Me? Band of Gold. Make It With You. Hitch a Ride.
Floyd Kramer did a nice version of that.
Make It With You?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty.
And I bet this ain't pretty, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
We've Only Just Begun.
I think you played that.
Yeah, I think I played all the Carpenters ones because those are very funny.
Or no, that might have been, I think that was the Cronif version you played of We've Only Just Begun.
Maybe I didn't play this
and
one.
And I remember I had to redeem ourselves by playing Vince Guaraldi's version.
And then If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time.
You've played that too. And it's real short, as
yes.
I recall.
Some of these are not even the full length of the song.
It's like, okay, we're running out of record here. We're going to have to cut out a verse or a chorus.
And on the A side, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I can't see that. Which Way You Going, light. Billy? Thank you. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
They
Songbird.
Might,
Songbird.
It's outside.
Yeah. Songbird is really short. Oh, yeah, it is raining.
Wow.
You'll be all right. Ride, Captain Ride. I'll
shut My Mouth Wide Open.
Close to You, another Carpenter song.
Man.
Oh, look, American Woman. We just talked about that.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? I bet that's terrible.
Everything's Beautiful. And
Ray Stevens.
I think I played this right. Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Yes, you did feature that on one of the. Yeah, you featured a few things off this record.
If you want to reorder this, it says send $2.95 for one album. Why would you want to reorder that? Because the vinyl's so cheap?
Probably. It broke.
All right, so Steven, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th track on this.
Fifth track, okay.
Fifth track spinning around.
Yeah, I dropped my fifth track. Fell on the ground. Fifth track. Brought to you by our good friends at Fine Fair Supermarkets.
Yeah.
We have pinwheels too.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That looks like it's never been played, kind of.
Can you blame them?
No, it's good. Look, that's actually kind of heavy for a.
That is actually heavy vinyl. That's not like that.
That is the first QMO record, though.
Really?
No, the 1970s
yeah, that's
version.
Not like that, what they call it, Dyna Groove or.
Yeah.
The...
Cheese, potato.
Would you say track 5?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Ah.
When the lights go out again, all over the world.
It's supposed to rain at 1. It's like 11. I'm glad I took dog out.
It's really coming down.
You'll be all right. I've never heard this yet. Help me, everybody. Can't see. Why do stars? Oh, yeah. That was long. Go back a little bit more.
Where I can't see very well. Can't see the grooves.
Yeah, they're not very good, are they?
Sorry, Johnny.
One. You were almost there.
Is this it?
I don't think so. Songbird, a very bad rendition. Oh yeah, a little bit farther back. Oh, I don't know this out. Oh, that's not the right song. Okay, go forward then. The songs are almost similar. 5. The it's so bad. It's the tracks you can't even tell. It's just.
5 is Ride Captain Ride.
Wait, did I say 5?
I put it on the wrong side.
Oh, that's right. I'll edit all that out.
Okay, let's see here. Let's try this again.
Oh, good lord! Look how weird those tracks look.
Hitch and a Ride.
Yeah, hit track.
Okay, this is track
7. Maybe I did tell you the wrong.
This is the funniest damn thing that's happened to me.
I'll cut all that out.
Oh, hold on. I'm a little dizzy.
All that spinning around.
Yeah, I dropped my pinwheel, I threw up on the ground.
You could leave that in.
Yeah, I think I told you the wrong number, actually.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, my brother.
Because I was thinking about playing that song, too. There you go.
That's not it.
Damn.
Hey.
Ah.
Help me.
There you go.
Well, that was as rough as a cob. As Robin Williams said in Good Morning Vietnam when he's talking about the Ethel Merman jamming Russian radio, what the hell was that?
It just ended. There's supposed to be more to that song.
See that? Like I said, okay, Charlie, we got about a minute and a half left. We're gonna have to cut the solo and the verse.
I did not know it was gonna do that.
That's terrible, man.
My name is Jason Chapman. I like bad music, but man, that was really bad. But I like it.
I do too, just because how bad it was. And it just stops. What the hell?
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Because it just stoop.
Well, let's see. One, two, three.
When the four, grooves.
Five, six, look here. There it is, right there. Yeah. You can see it. I mean, it's like barely over an inch.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was.
Oops.
I dig the QMO stuff. I must admit, as awful as it is, QMO stuff is great. Yep, little feedback there. Sorry, folks.
Feedback.
Spinning around, I dropped my feedback. I fell on my friend.
I almost want to play something else to redeem that, but I don't think I will.
Well,
that
okay.
was bad. That's like a...
Sometimes I think maybe you should end on a bad note.
Yeah, that was funny. So if...
That was worth it.
If someone wants to send you their QMO records, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at my terrible email, capital P, Professor, capital SH83@gmail.com. Yeah. And Jason, if anybody wants to send you some Vicks Vapor Rub, how can they get a hold of you?
Good night, sleepyhead show@gmail.com.